heading to Bismarck, home, or actually Mandan, the home of the National Sunflower Association and its executive director, John Sandbachen. Hello, John.
Hello, Mick. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We're getting numbers this afternoon from USDA, NAS, on harvest completion, and I guess soybeans are in the rearview mirror. Corn is getting close. How are the sunflowers doing?
Well, you know, as of last week, Mick, you know, nationwide, we were at about 53% complete. North Dakota, I think, was about 57%. Minnesota was right around closer to 90%. And, you know, we're moving along pretty well. We had some snow late last week, and that's going to slow things down here a little bit. But I would anticipate that when we see the report today here in about an hour, USDA probably will peg the crop about 70-75% complete, you know, so.
The corn has taken some big hits in both yield and in frustration of harvest because of the big winds that we've had the last 2 to 3 weeks. How about those heavy-topped sunflowers?
Actually, you know, we've not had a lot of wind damage that I'm aware of. You know, I haven't had a lot of calls. Some years we've had that where we've had lodging, but this year, I think some of it might be because of the drought. The crop really rooted down well, and the stock integrity has been very good on sunflowers so far, and we've not had a lot of loss that way.
Well, excellent. All right, now yields this year, we're kind of, a lot of sunflower production is in the drier, the little more arid parts of the Dakotas, but man, that's where D3 and D4 hit hard. So what's going to happen to yield this year?
Well, you know, right now, the last report from USDA had the overall yield here in North Dakota going down about 500 pounds from last year. And last year, we did have a record yield in North Dakota. The reports that I'm getting from the drought-related areas, yields are anywhere from, you know, 500 to 1,200 pounds in some of those areas, depending how hard they were hit. But in other areas of the state where it wasn't quite as severe or they got more of those timely rains, we've had reports of 3,000 to 3,500 pound yields in some cases. So it's one of those things where, you know, depending on the weather you had and just the rain, you know, it made a huge difference this year.
Man, I guess. So close to average for total production or maybe a little bit, just a smidgen below, or what do you think?
I'd say, you know, really, you know, overall, I'd say we're going to be probably about average, you know, statewide, maybe somewhat down, you know, but I think pretty much average, you know, overall.
Which, like corn and soybeans, I think everybody, sunflowers too, are going to be pleasantly surprised.
Well, definitely. That's the thing I was going to say is when you looked at crop conditions at the end of July, I mean, 45% of the crop in North and South Dakota was rated very poor and poor. So to get average yields or even close to average yields given that ranking, you know, I mean, my God, that's just unbelievable. It's, you know, beyond most people's expectations.
Yeah. All right. Now, the market, where's the price? Are we at sunflowers at a profitable point?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, and that is normally we see quite a bit of harvest pressure because there's a lot of deliveries to the plants, you know, when harvest first cranks up. And, you know, it's probably a function of less acres this year being planted and lower production. But we just haven't had that harvest pressure. And in fact, if you look last year, a year ago at this time, we're about $2.30 a hundredweight higher right now than we were last year at this time. So, you know, it's one of the things, prices have really held firm. And, you know, depending on how production actually turns out this year, we could probably see an uptrend in prices.
Very good. All right. And disease, was there with the less than average moisture, we're a little on the droughty side, did we have less disease pressure this year?
Definitely. You know, that's one of the upsides of a dry year is not having quite as much disease. There was a little bit of sclerotinia when we got some of the moisture conditions in August, but not a huge impact because most of the drier areas just didn't have that disease, and with most of the cropping out here in central and western North Dakota.
All good news. Holy mackerel. All right. Well, there is we still got a long ways to go, though, but dry is the general trend here in the forecast for the next couple of weeks. So that should allow everybody a chance to finish up sunflowers. All right, John Sandbachen, National Sunflower Association Executive Director, thank you very much for the visit and the update.
Hey, thank you, Mick.
Talk to you again soon.